As you are aware.
Are you recording?
Yes. As you are aware, Adam, I cannot start the show until you do something.
Wow,
that is...
we have a full chat room that wants to kick the pig.
The Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Amy Cole's Photography. When you need a photographer that will work for absolutely free and take amazing pictures of you at your Vegas event, you should really, you know, cozy up to Amy Cole's. But you should probably pay her. That's all I'm trying to say. Anyway, check out her website at flickr.com/photos/AmyCole's to see some of the photos from the Pride 48 event. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a photogenic discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the photogenic-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
I'm trying to fade this music, and it doesn't feel like it's fading.
My lighting is not very photogenic tonight. I don't know. I'm not blown out enough, or I'm too blown out. I'm not sure what
it is. Wait, so you're giving me a hummer earlier, and now you are blown out.
I'm something. I don't know. Chat room. So I have two monitors here. I think I had it last week as well, but this is different than before Vegas because I've been resetting up my studio and adding some things. And when you open a white screen right in front of your face, it like reflects this whiteness right on you. So I think I need to get like a brown version of the chat room. So
why,
that
why
I look
is it
incredibly
be
tan.
Why is it
well,
be
I think brown reflecting on my face would make me look very tan. I don't know. Well, I'll just bring this up. If anyone hasn't seen, I've been working on my studio, which none of you have ever seen anyway. So I took all these pictures and they were the first pictures ever. So you don't really have a progression of what my studio has looked like over the past, say, 8 years that I've been podcasting. But I'll tell you, when I started out with Maddie, back in the day, a long time ago, we literally recorded
literally.
In a closet.
Hashtag literally.
It was a walk-in closet, so it was nice. But we were told.
I'm sorry. You Skyped there for a second.
We were told by other podcasters that if you record in a closet filled with clothing, that it would sort of dampen the sound and make it sound like
I seem to recall you telling me this at the time, and I just have a question. Who were these other podcasters that gave you this horrible advice?
I don't know who told me. I can tell you that the main show that I listened to at that time was Drink Till We're Funny, but I don't think they recorded in a closet. So I don't think Justin would have told me that. That's not his name, but I won't reveal it.
Okay.
Anyway, so I took pictures. If you want to see, go over to Facebook, the Pride 48 group, and you'll know why I wanted an HDMI switcher.
Okay. Are you done?
Because you'll see all of my... Yeah, that's it.
I watched the premiere of The Flash tonight, and I got to tell you,
Don't spoil it. I can't watch any TV.
You must have been channeling it because I have never... You just like were just barreling through that. I have a lot of stuff that I need to talk about. I'm going to talk about this. I'm not going to let you interrupt me at all. What I'm going to tell you is I have my studio set up, and you can go and watch that over at Facebook.com if you want to see it. And you know what? I used to broadcast out of a closet, and there was a bunch of clothes in there because some podcaster told me that what I needed to do was go in. Now I know you're going to interrupt me. Let me tell you that I couldn't control my lights and my camera because my camera was all set up, and I didn't know what I was going to do, and I didn't know how to do it. It's like you went to the Ramble Redhead School of Podcasting.
Well, when you speed it up by 4.26, you're going to sound like the Micro Machines man.
When, you know what, Adam? That. It is 10 something.
It is, yeah.
Because we didn't start on time.
Can
I finish?
Something.
Can I finish?
No.
It is 10 p.m.-ish on a Tuesday evening, and that, of course, can mean only one thing, that we were streaming live on Pride48.com, and we are joined by the chat room filled with just beautiful people. Adam, who has joined us here in the chat room this evening?
Ant.
Just one. All right, great. So it's a chat room of just one person.
Avec Soy Nico or something like that. M-I-R-C. Do they try to make these as complicated as possible? M-I-R-C we yes. Cosmic G. Crone. It's all about Karani Umbra. Kratos, Mads, Oscar.
You know, we have not seen Kratos in a very long time. Hi, Kratos.
I know. Crotch Toast is what I used to call him.
That's right,
exactly. Oscar, who's the number one fan of DI Plus.
Exactly.
RT Cruiser, who's sick, apparently. I can't read the rest of the name because it went off
bed.
The screen. That Blue Jeans guy, Timmy Sims, and then I think we have Joe Zubia, who's probably just left over from Ramble Redhead.
And Crone.
And we have Ramble Redhead, who's also left over from Ramble Redhead.
Right, and Crone. Crone.
Welcome. Oh, Crone, sorry. I got Crone and one of the other names confused and thought it was the same person. Anyway, welcome everyone.
So that's got to be French or something that Nico has got there. Avecasoy.
It's like Kazakhstan.
It's with. It's with
or
something.
Whatever.
No, it just means with something. It doesn't. Avec means with.
Yeah, with.
All right, great. So hi, chat room.
I am. I think.
I think that's in Croatian. Hi, chat room. Welcome. Glad that you're here this evening. And now we can proceed with our show as normal. So. I don't even know you. That opening was just so. I just feel like I have somehow mentally scarred you or something in the way that I interrupt you at times.
No, I wasn't going fast because.
And so now you feel
me.
Defensive. You found that you're defensive, so you feel like you have to get the sentence out.
But I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm not going to apologize ever again for anything. However, I will say.
Wait. So never for anything?
Never. It is entirely your fault. However, I was not intentionally going fast. So maybe it is mental scarring because I didn't even know I was going fast. But literally, I'm not sure if it's literally, but we're going to say literally.
Let's say figuratively. What the
in
hell?
My mind, I was thinking this is not in the Trello and I'm adding a new topic that's going to add extra time. And when we get to other segments, Daniel's going to say, well, because Adam took so long describing his studio, you know, anyway, what can I say?
Excellent.
Nice to see you this evening, though.
So nice to see you too, Adam. So why don't we take one of yours first? Just because, you know, I'm scared to.
Can you read what mine are? Because I don't have the Trello open.
Actually, I have more on the list than you. So let me start it off by this way and saying, so you are taking a trip to Las Vegas the weekend of November 10th. I am going to LA the weekend of November 10th, where we'll be going to the Magic Castle.
Are you going to the bathhouse?
Am I going to the bathhouse?
Yeah, have you listened to the most recent episode of Catching Up?
I am halfway through it. Why? So I heard, this is when I pulled my car into the garage this evening. I was at the part where he was talking about his friend of the show, Cameron, who wants to go to a bathhouse, but he's not
right.
Gay. And that's where so were they saying that maybe we would do that while, because Joe Batance was sitting there going like, well, I don't know anything about a bathhouse. I'm not a person to go with. And I'm like sitting there thinking to myself, well, I happen to be an expert on bathhouses.
I was going to say, I could tell them anything they want to know about bathhouses. We call them spas. No, I'm just kidding. No, apparently the plan is, and I don't know if he's including you or not. Maybe you will not be in town yet or something. But Joe said before the Magic Castle, that afternoon, there will be a trip to the bathhouse.
I will be at Disneyland that afternoon, so I will have to miss.
So they're going to the bathhouse. Spoilers, everyone, for those of you who listen to Catching Up. Sorry.
Here's the thing. When he says friend of the show, Cameron, there's only one Cameron that I actually know, and that is, of course, I am speaking
Diaz?
Of... No. A male Cameron's. I'm, of course, speaking of YouTube sensation Cameron Dallas.
Cameron?
So I have it in my head that Cameron is, like, really hot. That's all I'm trying to say. Anyway, so what I was going to say was, so you're going to be going out to Vegas during that weekend. I'm going to be in LA during that weekend. And here was the topic that's on the Trello that I wanted to ask you about. I will not be getting back into town until really late November 11th, which is the Tuesday, or as you would say, a Tuesday, that we will be recording. So I have a replacement host lined up if you are willing to record that night.
When am I getting back? Let's see. I'm getting back.
You only had a few days off of work, so I thought you would be back by that Tuesday.
I'm getting back Monday.
Right, so you'll be back.
So, yeah, I could record. Well, depending on who the replacement host is.
Oh, so, yeah. so.
It's all
dependent. You locked up. Yes, you locked up.
It's all dependent on who you have lined up.
I have a Mark from It's All About Me has graciously volunteered to host.
Yeah, I guess I can do it.
Excellent. So November 11th, I will not be here. Mark from It's All About Me will be here doing a much better job than I could ever possibly do. All right. Excellent. So we just scratch that right off the list right there.
So I will say this for all of you who are interested. I lined up the three shows that we're going to. So I got the David Copperfield tickets.
This isn't on the list.
I know. I got close to front row. You know, it's weird, though. I'll say this. His seating, they have the little cocktail tables. Most of the seating is these little tables, and I guess you order drinks and stuff like that. But each table has four chairs, so if there's only two of you, you have to sit with strangers.
Yes.
So I don't know how that's going to work. But we got the front two seats of a cocktail table.
It'll be like a cruise ship. You'll end up with an older couple, probably from
homophobes.
Probably from Wisconsin. Her name will be Ethel, and his name will be Dave. Dave is a retired school teacher. Ethel, of course, was a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll see how that goes. And we got Brittany. We're standing. I don't know if I told everyone that, but we're standing in the pit. We'll see how that goes as well.
So you're sitting at a cocktail table, standing in a pit. So yeah. And what's your last show?
It's I decided on La Rev.
So if you're standing in the pit for the one show, you're sitting at a cocktail table for that. So I'm assuming that in La Rev you will be swinging from the ceiling.
No. It's a pool. We're actually there. The tickets I got include floaties. And you're kind of floating in the water.
Right.
But they want to make sure if you can't swim. Now, La Rev has the stage is in the middle and it's a pool. Like the whole stage is a pool and it's seating in the round. And
as they like to say, La Round.
Yeah, something like that. We're third row.
Right. Excellent.
I debated on VIP because VIP's seats have video monitors and you can see under the water while they're performing.
Okay, this isn't on the list.
But those seats are further back.
Okay, you can talk about this after the fact.
I will.
Because you'll be there and you can talk about this with Mark.
You see why I was talking so fast earlier? It wasn't on the list.
No, I'm just saying that I've read all of this on Facebook. People can read this. I want new content here on this show, Adam, is what I'm trying to say. Tell me about your trip to Olive Garden.
I will, actually. You're skipping the weight motivation. But so trip to Olive Garden, I just want to say, this kind of falls in line with weight motivation.
Oh my God. You have been listening to Catching Up, haven't you? You're like, you're creeping into Joe Batanceism, seriously. I just got to say, that Olive Garden?
I sound nothing. If I try to sound like him, I won't.
He always says that. Whatever it is that. He's like, anything singular that you could never mistake for anything else, he'll say that. As if there are multiples. Like, I got to tell you, that Adam Burns is like, we don't know who the Adam Burns is.
I was going to Olive Garden? I can't do it. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I ordered that all you can eat.
Yeah.
Salad and breadsticks. Let me say, on our seventh trip, on our seventh reorder, they said they can't bring any more?
Yes. Whatever. Go to hell, Daniel. Anyway, so, what?
So sorry. Let's just jump right into that real quick here and find out who our first caller is this evening. Yes, hello.
Hey, guys. This is Daddy Dave calling for Celebrity Deaf Phone.
Yes.
Paul Revere from Paul Revere and the Raiders. Some stupid little instrumental rock group has died. He's dead. He's more dead than Adam's porn career. Have a nice day. Bye.
I just got to say, Paul Revere and the Raiders, I actually have a tangential relationship to Paul Revere and the Raiders. One of my high school science teachers used to play the keyboards for Paul Revere and the Raiders. So there you go.
I'll go back and put those in the list later because I don't have my list up. If I feel like it. I never had a porn career. Anyway, so
By the way, thank you, Daddy Dave. And yes,
thank you, Daddy Dave.
Correct, but you can enter into the 2015 drawing for that.
So I have two cards. So I'll say, first of all, everyone thinks that I try to look as skinny as possible in Vegas and, you know, to impress everyone. No, it's because I have to have an excuse to lose weight. The moment I get back from Vegas and I don't have an excuse to lose weight, I am going to Chili's and Olive Garden. I went to Chili's and I kid you not, I ordered the pretzel breadsticks, the chips and salsa, a bowl of soup, and the triple dipper appetizer and a molten cake. All for myself. Just me. No sharing. Anyway, it's horrible. But I can
attest to this, right? When you came and visited me in New York City, we went to Bobby Flay's.
I eat a lot.
We went to Bobby Flay's. You ordered an admittedly bad choice on the menu.
Yes, it was bad.
But you ate all of that. and plus an appetizer. I believe you ate an appetizer yep. and then and ordered dessert.
Yep.
And it was gone. I mean, you were like, you were just like, what was that? It was gone.
Well, it's, I don't know. I can eat. And when I'm, and if I'm depressed or bored or any negative emotion at all, I want to eat. It's like my drug, that and sex, food and sex. And they don't combine because you gain weight and then you're not having much sex, you know? So I don't, anyway.
So you're saying that Mittens wouldn't have sex with you if you gained weight.
I mean, when you're single.
Well, you're not single though.
Well, he's not here.
So you are single. I don't know.
That's no, I, that was just a figurative. That was figurative completely. Anyway, I want to get to, so Olive Garden. So I went to Olive Garden.
Oh, Olive Garden. You went to that Olive Garden.
Yes, I like Olive Garden. I like it. I don't care if it's a chain. I like really fancy restaurants and I like really redneck, like, you know, whatever, you know, chain restaurants. But Olive Garden.
Someone in the chat room is pointing out that you can indeed combine food and sex. It's called a melon video. Anyway, please, go ahead. I'm sorry, I don't even like melon. You got to the Olive.
So I went to Olive. I ordered it online because they recently added online ordering because I was going to eat it at home. I'm not going to eat in the restaurant by myself. So I order. I like their.
Oh, you
just. The little.
Hold on. Oh, there's a hiccup. You like the. Now
the topless menu.
The topless menu. Yes.
Yes. And so I got a few things off that and I got some soup. And I got the dipping sauce for the breadsticks. And I read clearly on the website, dipping sauce includes 4 breadsticks. And I had not ordered an entree, so I wasn't going to get breadsticks other than those 4. And I thought, I'm not going to get the extra, because the extra order of breadsticks is 6 more breadsticks. And I would eat all of them.
Right.
So I was like, I'm going to restrain myself. I'm only going to get the 4.
I'm only going to eat a half pound of bread.
Right. I love bread. Anyway, so I get to Olive Garden and I'm like, can you make sure you've got the breadsticks in the bag? And she says, oh, your order doesn't come with breadsticks. And I said, no, I got the dipping sauce. It comes with bread. And she's like, no, it doesn't come with bread.
So
crazy,
you just,
right?
You just buy the dipping sauce.
Right. I'm like, what? She's like, no, I got into argument. And I said, and finally, I got my phone and I pulled up the website and I said, look, comes with 4 breadsticks. You know, so they put the breadsticks in my bag. I get halfway home and I don't know why I decided to check my order at a stop sign.
Is your roommate suddenly downloading porn or whatever? Because suddenly our internet got really shoddy.
I don't know. This is what I was afraid of, though.
It's all right. You're good, though. You decided to check at a stop sign.
Yeah. Did I break up a whole bunch during that?
No, it pauses for a second. But it's happened 3 times.
All right. So I apologize. For those of you listening later, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. So I'm sorry. You do what?
I said, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you weren't apologizing. You started the show off by saying you were not going to apologize.
No more apologies. Anyway, so I decided to check at a stop sign. No soup. No soup for you.
No soup for you.
And it's my favorite part. I love the soup.
Out of the breadsticks and the salad and the meal, the soup is your favorite part.
I love the Toscana soup.
Okay.
So I was so pissed off and I decided I'm not going to go back. I've already had an argument with the girl and I'm halfway home. I have some tomato soup at home. I'll just heat that up and have that because I needed soup.
Right.
The meal
of course.
Was not complete.
Of course, you had to have the soup. It would be crazy not to have soup.
I called the manager and complained.
Oh, and?
And he mailed me a $25 gift card.
Well, there you go. That was congratulations, a $25 bowl of soup.
That is right. So I'm good now. Now I can go on keep my binging and purging up.
Jesus Christ.
What about podcasts for cars?
I love how we're just reading our titles in the Trello as if
I don't know.
I'm actually more concerned about the internet. We need to figure out if it's your end or my end. One of us is having a problem.
Why, we can't figure it out while we're recording.
No. I'm just saying. But that's why you never have time for me during the rest of the week. So I'm just saying at some point we need to figure out whether it's you or me. Now, here's my argument against it being me is that I have long conversations with Curtis all the time and they don't. We don't have these problems.
Do you have long conversations with Curtis in studio mode?
We do because, well, it's not on the Trello, but let's just say there may be a podcast coming out later this month that might involve Curtis and myself. Anyway, I'm just throwing that out there. Anyway, but let me tell you about Podcasts for Cars. My husband, Robert, some of you know him as Joe, for no apparent reason. He has suddenly decided that he is going to make some efforts to be a part of my world, to start listening to podcasts.
Okay.
So he's been listening to different podcasts and asking me for suggestions of which podcast to listen to. I've been giving him some suggestions. So so far he likes a lot of them. He doesn't like some of them, but he likes a lot of them. So he like really likes Pod Is My Copilot. He likes Catching Up with Joe and Mike. He likes our show. He likes the Four Words, Cocktails and Cream Puffs folks. He likes their show. And he didn't care so much for the what some would call lies. But
that's because Mike Lawson picks depressing ass stories.
So this weekend I said we were going on a trip, right, where we're going to be driving for an hour or so. So I downloaded two podcasts that are outside of the stuff that he had listened to before. So I downloaded an episode of PNS Explosion and an episode of Foul Monkeys. Now, both of these shows are in their 500s, right? So they've been doing this for a long time.
I was going to say Penis Explosion, they're still around.
Yes. They're up in the 500s. They had the most annoying sound ever. It's like Foul Monkeys. It's like they've been done 500 and something shows, but Roger was like recorded through Ricky's mic, so you couldn't hear him, and it the sound levels were just way the fuck off. Right, Ricky was like super fucking loud, and Roger was super fucking soft. And of course, when you're in a car and not listening on headbuds, you have to like crank your sound up in your car, and it's just really distracting and annoying. The same thing with PNS Explosion. It's like one of them was like really super loud, and the other two were like really super soft, and it was really just annoying me that these people that have like recorded their shows for this many years can't like run a level later or don't know how to. I mean, how do you listen? How do you record with headphones on and not know that that's what's happening? Right? They record off mixers.
They probably don't wear headphones.
I know they're recording off a mixer. No, Ricky's got to be wearing headphones because he'll make comments all the time. Like, oh, I just heard that. Like, he'll hear the buzz or something. Like when they touch one of their microphones, it'll make a buzz and something. I'm just saying.
This coming from us, and now they're gonna be like 15 internet skips on this recording.
But the internet skips are different, right? Internet skips are something that I can deal with. It's the extreme sound differences that I was having. So I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I was disappointed because I wanted him to hear those shows, and now they do well. So there you go.
You and I might have to we might have to actually talk outside of the show because you might have to help me troubleshoot this because I'm getting 90/20. Well, that's
So you just ran a speed test while we were here. So you just saturated your bandwidth while we're trying to broadcast.
Absolutely, because I like living
exactly.
on the edge.
Right, exactly. Great.
Well, I've never listened to Penis Explosion. PNS Explosion.
Right.
But I know they don't they write skits. I think I listened to it once.
Just once.
Don't they? They're actors or comedians or something, right?
They're a combination of things. Yeah, some of them. Some like when Rob is on the show, he is an actor.
But they do skits, right?
They sing stuff, and they have little ongoing jokes and whatnot. But yeah, occasionally they might do a skit.
Oh, I thought it was all skits.
No.
Maybe when I listened to it, like every show was like a production. Maybe they've changed formats.
Right.
Anyway, I am glad that he is listening to podcasts.
So here's what I have it on the list. I didn't have it on the list to bitch about the car stuff, even though people think that I bitch about everything. That's not why I put it on the list. I put it on the list because I'm out of suggestions. So what I would like for you guys to do, right, in the Pride 48 community out there, is tell Robert some suggestions of podcasts to listen to. If you're a podcaster, you are disqualified. If you are a podcaster, do not do that horrible thing where you say, you should listen to my show. What I want people to suggest shows for him to listen to, they need to be, sound quality needs to be good enough for you to hear in a car. He does not wear headbuds. He never wears earbuds. He'll never wear headphones. So it has to be...
Headbuds?
Well, earbuds, whatever. It has to be of a good enough sound quality that it can be heard at a single volume setting over road noise without... the Satyrsphere sounds like it is recorded through a tin can with strings. Why the fuck did we raise money for the Satyrsphere to buy new sound equipment and they still sound that bad? I have no idea. Love you, Scott. Anyway, so those are the suggestions. So if you guys have suggestions, don't tell them to me. Tell them to Robert. He's Robert Wilson over on Facebook. Tell him, give him some suggestions of stuff to listen to. There you go. I suggested that maybe he listen to Rob Has a Podcast because he likes reality shows. And Rob Has a Podcast.
I don't know if this is too cerebral because I don't know how cerebral he is.
What? Like, yes.
But I like Freakonomics.
I don't know if he would care for that or not. I don't know. You can suggest it to him if you want.
I'm trying to think what I listen to because mostly I listen to technology stuff.
Okay, but he is not
Pride 48 stuff.
He's not into
so I mean, I listen to Freakonomics. I listen to The Morning Stream. which is like a morning radio show.
Yeah, you know, like the morning stream.
He might like that. It's like a tame, kind of a tame morning radio show.
It's a very long show.
It is. It is, but I mean, you know.
All right. So the other things that I wanted to do here is I wanted to, why did I say that? Was that you or me?
I don't know which one you're looking at.
The very last thing that's on there, I don't even know what that means. Young guys.
Oh, that was me.
Oh,
I was just going to say, okay. Mike Lawson on Catching Up, spoiler again, for those of you who haven't listened to that, but Mike Lawson on Catching Up was telling a story about a friend of his who was older. I don't know how old, but you know, I'll assume early 30s, and who was talking to an 18-year-old on Grindr who said something about, sorry, I muted myself if you noticed that.
I did.
Who said something about liking to cuddle, being a virgin, wanting to be fucked for the first time. I will just say, I totally agree with Mike Lawson. No. Red flag, red alert. Do not have sex with a young virgin who wants to cuddle and be fucked for the first time. Just don't do it.
Unless.
That's all I've got to say.
Unless you're also a young virgin.
Well,
like,
right,
like 18-year-olds deserve other 18-year-olds is what I'm trying to say.
And Joe Batanz was all for it because he's like, oh, wow, you know, 18-year-old, hot, twinkie virgin.
I completely understand where Batanz is coming from because it's like that old saying, you know, the worst part of sleeping with a 16-year-old is disposing of the body. It's just like because they'll just latch onto you. You should go rent a house or something so they'll never be able to find you afterwards.
And I won't spoil the punchline, but you guys should, if you don't listen to Catching Up, you should listen to that story because I like ending.
All right. Also, another podcast that should sound better soon is the Gobo Kids.
Big or Go Homo?
That's right. The Go Big or Go Home Kids, because I worked with Marcus. That Marcus, I got his mixer set up. No, I worked with Marcus over the weekend and got his new equipment that he won.
Let me tell you something
about that Marcus. They got their new equipment set up and everything. So we'll see. They're going to record this weekend. I mean, this week sometime. So everybody throw them some love. All right. I'm done. But it sounds like I'm just complaining about things, and I want. I bought some pumpkins to make a jack-o'-lantern. I'm trying to figure out the best possible way to put the Pride 48 logo on a pumpkin. Right. So,
okay.
You know, the purple block, just the P with the RSS on it. Mm. So, yeah.
Unless you paint it on there.
Yeah,
It's
too early to paint right now. So, I mean, it's too early to carve right now. So, I would paint it on.
Well, I was going
to
say, if you carve it, you have to do that stupid thing where you leave a little piece in between to hold it together. And it always looks weird. I hate that.
You have a very difficult life.
Or you can carve it. You can actually carve it with like wood carving tools and not actually go all the way through. Like some of the really fancy artistic people do. And so it's all the lights and shading and everything. And it's not really a hole in the pumpkin.
Okay.
I was kind of curious I know we're probably running long, but I was curious about.
Again, we don't have a time. There's no one after us. We can go as long
as we want. Well, you say that. See how scarred I am, ladies and gentlemen of the audience, of the listening audience. I apologize. I'm not apologizing. Anyway, you had something about Mariah Carey.
I did.
I wanted to hear what you had to say because I'm sure it was related to my post.
It was.
And you do, I believe, you don't like anybody to know this, but I believe you do have a psychology degree.
I do. I don't like to talk about it. I do have a degree in psychology.
So I kind of wanted to hear is there a three-boobed? Anyway, go ahead. I do not have ad blocker, and above the chat room, it looks like a three-boobed manga character. Anyway, what were you going to say about Mariah Carey?
I'm trying to find your post.
Well, we don't have to read the whole thing. It was boring.
It was important.
Short story is, I've always been affected.
Hold on. So this comes from you posted on Facebook.
Yes.
Some things about Mariah Carey. So Mariah Carey has been someone who you admired and you've loved, right?
Yes.
To the point that even when people would make comments about Mariah Carey, that you would feel defensive of it and that it would make you upset that people didn't like her as much as you liked her or would dare say something, you know, mean about her because she was like, you idolized her.
Right.
And recently you saw her perform.
Ugh.
And it was horrible. And so now you're ultra depressed because you feel
it depresses me.
You feel like that person is, you know.
But I'm not one of those crazy people who idolizes someone, and like, that's not me. So I don't understand why I would have, my whole point was, I think it's ludicrous that I would have those feelings.
I don't like Ludacris, really. I can't really get into his music at all.
So I'm honestly saying on there, I mean, I think she is really talented. I think she has probably partied too much and drank a lot and done crazy things and whatever. And she may indeed be on her last vocal cord at this point. But at one point, you know, she was a very talented singer.
So let me just say this.
But I don't know why I'm so affected.
Well, because it moved you, right? Because it was associated with an emotional time, or just the fact that somehow spoke to you. You know, music is one of those things that kind of creeps in, like it's like poetry and stuff. It's things that kind of work into your subconscious there. It's like you may be in a really, and by the way, I'm going to say this, and you know that I'm an atheist. But Bible verses also have a way of doing this, right? That you're in a bad place. You're searching for some reasoning or some way out of this, and you hear something, either some piece of poetry, like an abstract piece of poetry or a Bible verse or something, and for whatever reason, it speaks to you and you find a way to apply that to your life at that moment, and it helps you out, right? It moves you, and so it becomes important to you. Right?
Maybe. I think it was just her sheer talent at the time.
Okay, but for whatever reason, this moved you in this. But what I'm trying to say is her state now and what she does now should not take away from that, Adam. You can always go back and listen to that stuff that did move you and did like you. It's like saying that, you know, well, the Star Wars movie, I really liked Star Wars Episode 4, but Star Wars Episode 1 just completely ruined Star Wars for me. It's like, but you can still go back and watch.
And
episode
I bet that's
four.
Depressing for some Star Wars fans.
But what they do is they go and they watch episode 4 and they pretend like episode 1 never happened, right? I mean, they go back and they watch, you know. So what I'm saying is you can always go back and let me say this. One of my favorite artists in the world is someone that people hate. They like just made horrible jokes about him, he had a very disturbed life. He was a very tortured soul. But still to this day, this song right here, it moves me. Here, I'll play it for you right now. This is your moves, man. Do you know who it is?
No, I don't. Oh, is it Michael Jackson?
It is.
Oh, Thriller.
That's right.
No?
Thriller. Yeah, Thriller to this day. Thriller is like the, like, just an amazing, amazing piece of work. From someone who, despite whatever his personal life is, whatever, is an amazing, amazing talented musician and dancer that combined those two things. You got to remember that the time that Thriller came out, we were just getting to the point where we can combine visuals synced with music on television, aka music videos, and this was one huge thing. Thriller was like the template for, you know, really awesome music videos, combining audio and visual into one, you know, small snippet kind of a thing. So it's like, you know, he's crazy. His later stuff doesn't move me at all, but Michael Jackson, you know, is one of my favorite artists.
No, I'll agree with that.
What I was trying to say,
anyway,
Adam, is
that
you shouldn't let it take it away from you. If it's important to you, you should not let it take it away from you.
And I'll say, it was horrible. In her low range, she's still good, but she doesn't hit any high notes, not even chestnut, like not even just normal high notes, not whistle tone. I mean, like, mainly in that chesty voice, you know, the belty range, if I might use that technical term.
That technical term.
You know, she was just talking, basically, to hide the fact that she couldn't reach it.
John Ong agrees with me in the chat room. He says, I agree with Daniel.
And maybe, you know, there are other things. It's like when I was in the Turtle Creek Corral, the Turtle Creek Corral has declined somewhat over the years. They had a peak.
Now that I'm not in it. I'm not in the Turtle Creek Corral, they've declined.
I feel like they were really at their peak a few years before I joined, and then started to decline as I was in
there.
So you're basically
responsible for their slip.
I am. And it depressed me because it was like, oh God, you know, they're getting worse and they're not what they once used to be. And that depressed me. You know, my mom can't sing as well as she used to be able to. That kind of depresses me a little bit. Maybe it's just a thing. I don't know with me. I'm very empathetic towards people. Whatever.
There you go. It's because you're a tender soul,
Adam. I'm full of empathy.
I'm just saying, Adam, don't let other people bust your groove. If there's somebody that speaks to you, if there's a piece of art that moves you in any way, shape, or form, be it music, be it art, be it poetry, whatever, don't ever let anyone take that away from you. It's a beautiful thing, and you should always like embrace that.
I will.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it,
care. GI Plus Technology segment brought to you by Size Queens. Because they like those Apple iPhone things. Anyway. I was watching this evening. I was watching John Ong. He was doing a Google Hangout with Ricky Burton and Pino Boy about their iPhone 6 Pluses.
I bet they were just gushing.
Gushing, giddy, gushing, whatever. I, Adam, I don't know if you know this or not. I ordered a new Moto X on Friday.
I only see a Trello card that says Moto X, but I was not aware of that, no.
I ordered a new Moto... Well, I posted about it on Google Plus, but...
I heard the battery life is not ideal.
Actually, that I haven't heard that at all. And it doesn't bother me at all. What I do know is that I ordered the new Moto X on Friday with a bamboo back, a white front,
yeah,
32 white gigs. It's awesome. It's beautiful. Silver lining. Beautiful. And when I ordered it, it was like, okay, we're going to send it to you. Expect it by October 24th. And I was like, oh man, I got to wait until October 24th. This is going to be hell. This is just going to be absolute hell for me to wait that long. So yesterday I'm coming home from work and I'm like, I wish they would just like somehow hurry up. And then last night I'm sitting on my couch and I get an email. Bam! It's going to be here tomorrow. Tomorrow, Wednesday, October 8th, I will have my new Moto X.
Oh, so you don't have it yet. So you don't know about the... You haven't tested the battery.
I've read lots of stuff online about the battery, people. But there's always whiners. I mean, there's people that want a... Here's the thing. I am a realistic person, right? I plug in my phone overnight. It's fully charged in the morning. And if it makes it all the way through the day to the point that I come back to my bed and plug it in at night, then that is fine. That is my acceptable use, right? My phones do that. There are some people online who do not consider... They will consider it to be bad battery life if... they can't charge it and then run it for 2 days and then charge it again because, oh, well, I forget to charge it or whatever. It's like, there are just people that want that 2-day battery thing or like a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know who they are. They're crazy people. I'm perfectly happy. I'm fine with plugging in at night. My entire world is set up that way, right? Like my phone that plugs in right next to my bed. It's got it all set up. That's what I do. It's my alarm in the morning. It's good.
Well, I tell you what, my Nexus 7, or sorry, my Nexus 5, which I love, by the way.
Yes.
Has been so slow recently. Like I tap an app.
You tap an app,
and
right. It
takes like forever. And sometimes I tap the little folder that has multiple apps in it, and it doesn't completely open. But I can still hit the area of the screen where the app is, and it will open that app.
See, John Ong says that his iPhone barely lasts 6 hours.
I don't trust that everything's backed up.
The other thing, though, when I looked at your Nexus 5 in Vegas, you have like 200,000 apps on that thing.
Yeah, and I tried to delete some after you made that statement, but then I was like, oh, but I use that one occasionally. Oh, but I might use that one again. So it's kind of like, I don't know. You don't want to, I'm an app hoarder, I guess.
You're something. Excellent. So I just wanted to say my Moto X is going to be, I cannot be more excited. I'm getting my
I can't
Moto
wait
X.
To hear more about it.
Getting a new Moto X tomorrow because Robert got a Moto X last year and I was super jealous, but it was a little too small. It was a 4.7 and it was a 720p screen and you know, whatever. I was like, you know what, if it was just a little bit bigger and it had like, you know, a better camera, I would be dying for that phone. And when they came out with the new Moto X this year, it was just a little bit bigger. So it's 5.2 inch and it has a much better camera. So I think
they heard your prayers.
They did. It's it'll be awesome. Anyway,
well, you probably didn't pray, but
I didn't pray. But it was an awesome. I just can't wait till tomorrow to get my new Moto X. You know, the other thing they have with the Moto X is they have that new turbocharger, so it will charge the phone 80% in 15 minutes. So you can.
Was not aware.
Yeah, it's like a 15-amp charger. Is like so it will actually like it'll blast charge the phone.
I do have an HTC One M8 that's just sitting with a dead battery on my night table because I was going to use that as my work phone. And
yeah,
then
I remember.
And it's just been sitting there because it's slippery and I'm afraid to take it anywhere because I don't want to scratch the back or anything. And I don't like cases. And it's
all right,
not
then, right, if it's too slippery and you don't like cases, they sell these things. You have to look for them. But they sell these things that are just liners for the side. So they're just real thin silicone strips that go on the side of the phone that just basically help you grip it. So it's like putting a little rubber strip, like that glue stuff that Ed from All About Me eats, that glue booger stuff. But it's not that dirty, but it's just nice little thin silicone thing that you can put on the sides of your phone there that will just keep it from sliding out of your hands. Because I refuse to put a case on my phone. I actually, for this Moto X, I bought the $85, because I'm not doing this contract, so I'm doing this as T-Mobile, no contract, so I paid outright for the phone. But so I paid for the $85 2-year, no questions asked, if you ding it or scratch it or whatever, you pay the $40 and they send you a new phone. So it's like, I would rather do that than put a case on a phone. I hate cases on phones. It's just like, why would I pay this much money for a gorgeous piece of hardware and then hide it inside of a case? That's horrible. Anyway, that's just me.
I don't know.
That's just me.
So I'll either restore my Nexus 5 or I'll start using the M8.
All right. So we have a tech question that came in from our super fan, Carrie.
Yep.
Who used to be Carrie from Germany. That's how long she's been listening to this show. She was Carrie in Germany back when it was Alden and Anne and myself. And now she's not. Now she's Carrie, mother of serenity.
Carrie nude Facebook poster.
That's right. Carrie dirty photo on Facebook. All right. For those of you who don't know, Carrie posted a picture after the birth of her child a few weeks ago, Serenity, and someone reported it on Facebook as being a indecent photo because you could kind of see the tops of her breast, but you couldn't see her nipples or anything. It was just a shot taken from above of her in a towel holding her newborn baby that she had just given birth to. There was absolutely no nudity in the photo whatsoever.
I love the tattoos, by the way.
And somebody was just, I can see a boob. It was just sad. It was very sad. Anyway, here we go. It's a question coming in from Carrie. Let's listen to it now, shall we?
Hey guys, this is Carrie. I am calling in for a tech question. I was reprimanded by Daniel for not keeping up on the show anymore because now I have a baby and my life's too busy. And
yep.
So
doing porn.
I'm trying to catch up today. I'm halfway through the live episode and now I just need to finish on the other one sometime today. Anyhow, tech question. My
yes.
husband is due for an upgrade on his cellular device.
Yes.
And he's always been an iPhone person, but the iPhone 6 does not appeal to him. He says there's too many glitches and so on. So he's considering going Android.
Yes.
He's toying between Android Galaxy 5 and the Note 4. So first part of the question is, which one of those would you recommend? Mm-hmm. Is there pros to one compared to the other?
Neither.
And secondly, his major things to hold him back is podcasts on his device. He really likes to listen to podcasts on his phone. So what is a good podcatcher to listen to? And the second part, I don't think you really can help with too much, but is he likes to listen to it in our car. And our car has an MP3 hookup thing, but it only works with the iPhone for whatever reason. It doesn't, or my iPod, it doesn't work with our phones. When we plug it in, it doesn't connect like that. I'm sure you have no idea why, but those are my concerns or his concerns. So I hope to be on the live show tonight. I am setting an alarm to remind myself. And as long as my kids behave, I shall be there. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Okay. So when you say that it works with your iPod but not your iPhone, I'm assuming if it's working with your iPod, it's probably not Bluetooth. So it's not a Bluetooth connection in your car. Probably more than anything what it is, and someone in the chat room can tell me this if you guys, you iPhone folks out there, because I don't know this, but like on some HTC phones, there is a different volume setting when you plug in a headset. So when you plug in something into the headphone jack, it will give you, even if you had the volume turned all the way up in your phone, it will like reduce it back down to wherever you had it before. So it tracks the volume separately on your headphones and on your phone. Is that true on the iPhone? Yes or no? It's true on most Android phones. But so what it sounds like more than likely is that like any normal person, you don't have the volume turned all the way up on yourself, on your iPhone for when you're wearing earbuds, right? So like when you're wearing earbuds or a headpiece or whatever, you don't have your volume turned all the way up because it would blast your ears out. So more than likely, that's probably all it is that you just need to turn the volume up on your iPhone. Try that, because if it's that standard eighth inch connection going into your MP3 player in your car, that's probably what it is. John Ong in the chat room says it feels like USB. And if it's USB, I don't know why your iPod would work, but not your iPhone. So we'll just, we'll wait for you to tell us what we're doing. All right. So back to your original question. So I am not a fan of any of the Samsung Android devices because they put their crapware on it and it's god awful. If you wanted to buy a Android device, my suggestion would be to buy any of the Google Play Edition ones, so either the HTC One, the M8, the Google Play Edition, or buy the Moto X 2014, the new Moto X Pure Edition, or buy the Nexus 5, any of those three. because those will give you the pure, you know, Android experience without crapware loaded on them. It's like Samsung wants to put their own stuff on it, so they put their own music player on it and their own browsers on it, and they put the, and it just, you get a phone that has 16 gigs of memory on it, but when you get the phone, 12 of those gigs are taken up with software that comes from Samsung that you can't uninstall. So it basically severely hampers your phone. Now, there's a lot of people that love Samsung, and there's a lot of people that love, you know, their software that's on there. I am not one of those people, so that is just my personal opinion to go for a pure Android phone. So one of the Nexus, they will be announcing the new Nexus 6 or the Nexus X. I don't know which the name will be, but they will be announcing that sometime within the next week or so. However, the Moto X 2014 is a pure Android device, and you know, it was designed at the time that Google owned Motorola, so it's pretty much a reference device there. Anyway, that would be my suggestion. As for podcasting apps on Android, I am torn here because there are two of them that I really love, and for completely different reasons. So the two that I really, really love are Podkicker Pro. All right, so let me preface this by saying there are free versions of both of these. There's a free version of Podcaster, Podkicker, and there's a free version of Podcast Addict. All right.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
Because I was just sitting there trying stuff. HTC, I think HTC One has a Google version as well.
No,
and
I said
think
that.
That's a good phone. Oh,
I
did
saw,
you?
Yeah, I said the HTC, the M8, the HTC One M8 Pure Edition.
Yeah, it's,
edition.
It's nice. It's yep. slippery.
It's slippery, apparently.
Go ahead.
It's very slippery. So what I was going to say, so Podkicker, there's a free version of that, and there's a free version of Podcast Addict. Those are the two that I like. But there's also...
I like...
Yes?
Pocket Cast.
Yeah, there's also Pocket Cast. And here's why, but let me tell you why I like Podkicker and Podcast Addict. By the way, both of them have pro editions, which take away the ads on them and stuff, so it's in, and they're not expensive. They're like $3 or $4 a piece. They're not expensive. So here's what I love about Podkicker. Podkicker does a really, really good job of maintaining a directory of podcasts, so you can like pretty much search for any of the Pride 48 shows. You can search for, you know, any kind of a word, and it will find the podcast. So you don't have to have an iTunes or have some kind of podcast directory or everything. They maintain pretty much a comprehensive listing of a lot of podcasts, like 200 and some thousand podcasts.
Pocket Cast does that as well.
Correct. So as does Android, I mean, as does Podcast Addict. But what I'm saying is that all of these things, you can search for those podcasts, and that is really nice. The nice thing about Podkicker is when you get to put your podcast on the playlist, it's very easy for you to just slide them up and down, because I do not like to listen to podcasts in the order in which they download, right? I have an order in which I like to listen to them. I like to listen to Big Fatty. If it's new, I want to listen to that. If you know, if there's a new This Week in Tech, I want to listen to that before I would listen to, let's say, an old version of Nexplime or something. Or if there's, I wasn't dogging on Nexplime. I'm just saying that, like, if there's some tech news thing that was relative to, you know, needed to be there that day, like time sensitive, I want to listen to that before I listen to a general show. I say that, yes. What are you showing me on your phone?
I'm just showing you that Pocket Cast gives you a grid of your podcasts.
Yes.
With their album art.
Yes.
And then it has a little icon that tells you the number of downloaded episodes you've got. Yes. And then you can just go in and select the podcast you want to listen to. You can create lists.
Correct. But what I'm saying is that Podkicker...
By filters.
Right. When Podkicker, you can set it to automatically download your shows, but then that playlist screen, you can just slide things up and down on it. So even though you're playing a show up at the top of your list, you can start sliding the shows up and down the list underneath it so that it will then play them in order. That's all I'm trying to say. Podcast Addict, on the other hand, has a nice feature in it where it'll actually let you weight the podcast. So you can actually give each podcast a numerical value. So like I give Big Fatty a 10, and I give This Week in Tech like a 2, and I give, you know, like Rod has a podcast like a 0, right? And one of the default sort orders is to sort it in reverse order of their priority. So when a new episode of Big Fatty Online comes in, it's always at the top of my playlist because it has the highest ranking out of any of my podcasts. So that way I don't have to play around with sliding them up and down. They get downloaded that way and put on my playlist in that way. So even though I may be 5 shows down on my playlist, the next morning, the top thing on my podcast playlist will be Big Fatty, and I can just start there, and it will jump back to the one that I was listening to after that. So that's why I like Podcast Addict, is it has a lot more buttons and a lot more settings to let you like automatically adjust building the playlist. Whereas Podkicker has more of a dragging it up and down. None of them are completely ideal, but I don't think iTunes is ideal either. I think we all kind of consume podcasts in a different way, and I don't think there's any one magic bullet out there. But like I said, Podkicker and Podcast Addict, both of them are free on the Android Play Store, and you can buy the pro versions of them if you so choose. So those would be my suggestions.
Great. I like Pocket Casts. Hello.
I wonder who this could possibly be on the celebrity death phone. It helps if I click on the button, though.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, guys. RT Cruiser for the celebrity death phone. Actor Jeffrey Holder, most probably well-known for his role of the scary voodoo witch doctor in
Jesus Christ.
James Bond's Live and Let Die. Dead. Bye.
What the? Why is it? Why is there static on his phone?
You know. Here's what he said. He sent an email because all of these came in as emails this time, which I will never complain about someone's audio on the phone again because I don't like getting them via email because I have a script that downloads all the voicemails. And if I get them in an email, I have to manually do it. Anyway, he thought that audio would be better than his phone calls.
It was. But what was it? What did he say?
He said, since you guys complain so much about my crappy phone calls.
So is Jeffrey Holder was the name.
Jeffrey Holder.
Are we giving him that?
I don't know who that is, but two people called about that. I don't know. What do you think?
Sure. It's the new and exciting DI Plus. Excellent. So congratulations, RT Cruiser. You're on the list.
Oh, he was Punjab in Annie. That sounds racist to even say that.
He's Punjab.
You know there's a black Annie coming out?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
We have no phone calls tonight.
What?
Oh, wait. No, we do. I see. Blind Guy J is called. Yeah, excellent. Excellent. And no news stories tonight?
We do. We do.
The news.
Just two, though.
I was distracted because people were just bailing on the chat room because they're just like, fuck it. They're
all
just,
that
they're,
technology
they're
talk.
They're babbling about a stupid Android podcast app.
That tech show that we were going to start, we should probably put that on the back burner as much as people bail. Anyway, a 560-pound former pimp and convicted sex offender called the Post to whine about his taxpayer-funded stay at a Queens medical center, saying his bed was too small and the food is scanty and bland.
Sounds like a blues song. The bed is too small. The food is bland. I'm just saying.
They from the picture of him, they could put him on some bland food and it would not hurt him.
I'm being told in the chat room that it's pronounced Poonyab.
Oh, I thought it was Punjab. Punjabi. Anyway, Kenneth Harvey says the Peninsula Center for Extended Care and Rehabilitation in Far Rockaway has made his five-month stay a bad dream. My body is literally bending the mattress like an accordion.
Now, how much Harvey, did this guy, didn't you start off this by saying that he's like a half ton? How big is this guy?
560 pounds.
He's a 560-pound sex offender, which you gotta wonder, how does that happen? How do you become a 560-pound sex offender?
I think you offend anyone who you try to have sex with.
I mean, like, you must be using the most liberal definition of sex offender, like he was, like, masturbating in front of someone or in some kind of indecent exposure because there wasn't clothing big enough to cover him. But I'm just like, if you're 527 pounds, you are not chasing people around. You're not exactly, like, you know, unless he posted fake Grindr profiles or something. Maybe he said he was...
That's so weightist of you, Daniel.
Maybe he said... I'm just saying 527 pounds
are
is not
saying,
possible to run around.
Saying, are you saying rotund?
No, I'm saying 500...
Gentlemen can't
I'm saying,
find sex?
That is not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is 527 pounds is not exactly mobile.
Well, and if he gets too active on the bed, he bends the springs like an accordion.
That's very upsetting.
So,
the food is bland. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. A Chinese man... hospitalized with back and chest pains, was found to have an acupuncture needle lodged in his body.
By the way, Oscar says at least he can't run from the cops.
Well, maybe he can. I wonder if the ground shakes like when Godzilla runs. Zhu Long,
yes,
who's 60, of Zhuizhong, said doctors initially told him it was just old age when he started developing back and chest pains, but they recently decided to perform an x-ray when his pain became severe.
Yes.
And they found...
a 527-pound man buried in his back.
A 40-year-old acupuncture needle.
Oh, my God.
Lodged in his body.
It was affecting his chi.
They know that because he hasn't received acupuncture treatment since 1974.
Or it could have been like a needle that was shot at him by some Russian spy. He
could have been.
Didn't feel it go in.
Anyway, they removed it. He's feeling much better.
Oh, great.
And that is the news.
Great. Excellent. I'm glad that we had those news stories and this exciting conversation that we had about them.
Me too.
I didn't make a single Mike Lawson joke when you said an Asian man.
who was dating Mike Lawson at the time.
You know what? I would just like to defend Mike Lawson on that. It's like, I am not a fan of hair. I'm not a fan of hairy chest. I'm not a fan
of either.
And that's one of the nice things about Asian is the majority of Asian guys don't have hairy chest.
That is true.
So I find that, you know, so of course that would be attractive.
I'm also a fan of the Asians. The
majority of black guys do not have
and
hairy
Mexicans.
Chest. Majority of black guys do not have hairy chest. That's why I'm attracted to
although
them.
Although their pubic hair, Cabrillo.
You cut off on that, and I'm not exactly sure what you just said.
Their pubic hair is like a Brillo pad.
Oh, great. Okay. So all black guys
they don't have
pubic
chest hair.
Hair.
It's true.
A Brillo pad. Gotcha. Excellent. All right. Well, that could immediately... I have to do this thing. Just hold on.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! Yeah! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Excellent. How many people do we have that have birthdays this week, Adam?
About four.
About four. Like, would you say it's greater than three yet less than five?
I would.
Then it's four. It's not about four, it's four.
Okay, here we go.
All right. It sounds suspiciously like Sting. Is it Sting?
Is that your guess?
That is my guess. This is Sting.
Why, yes.
Excellent.
It is Sting singing a song I've never heard before, but, you know.
I have not heard this song either, but I do recognize Sting's voice.
And damn it, I don't know how old Sting is.
Well, he's timeless.
63 years old.
63 years young. You know what? At first, when you first started playing it, it sounds a lot like a Cirque du Soleil track. But it wasn't. It was Sting. Hold on. Repeat what you just said.
Damn it. That's why I waited, because I saw you freeze. The show I'm going to is not actually an official Cirque du Soleil show.
Okay. So Sting might have done the music for it.
He could have. Well, I don't know. Is there a ban from Sting cannot do actual Cirque du Soleil
shows? I'm just saying Cirque du Soleil is probably didn't pay them. They have their own musicians and their own people. They probably wouldn't pay to have Sting do it. They don't need to.
All right. Well, here's the next one. Happy birthday, Sting.
This sounds a lot like Sting.
No.
Okay.
You don't know what this is?
Yeah, it's My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. Near, far, Adam, wherever you are, my heart,
exactly.
My heart will go on. It's Celine Dion. Happy birthday, Celine Dion.
It is not Celine Dion.
Oh, it's not Celine Dion.
No. Try again.
Is this My Heart Will Go On?
Yeah, but there is some significance to this song.
Oh, it's the theme song from Titanic.
Why, yes, it is.
So it must be someone involved with Titanic's birthday. I'm going to go with James Cameron.
No.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
Next week, I'm going to have sound effects for when you get it wrong and right. I'm going to have, like, you know, ding and all that, but I don't this week.
I don't. Who else was in that movie? Some women, but I never remember women's names. Was Jennifer Aniston in that movie?
Oh, Jennifer Aniston, or however you say her name? No. Oh,
she wasn't?
No.
I feel like she was in that movie.
I can tell you. Look in the chat room.
R.T. Cruiser.
No. There are two answers.
Kate Winslet.
Yes.
Is it Kate Winslet?
Way to go, chat room.
Who is Kate Winslet?
She's the female in Titanic. The lover. The one that he drew her boob.
See, I don't...
Or whatever.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be sexist or whatever, but all women look alike to me. They really do.
Rose. Her name was Rose.
I thought Rose was like a really old woman that threw the
She's the younger version of the old woman. The old woman is not the lover of Leonardo. Well, she technically is, but the younger version of herself is the lover of Leonardo DiCaprio. It doesn't matter. We're moving on. Okay, moving right along.
I think everyone is the lover of Leonardo DiCaprio because he's delicious.
Well, oh, she's 39, by the way.
She is 39 years old.
So here is our next one.
The music died.
All right, this is The Day the Music Died. Bye, Miss American Pie. All right, this is... I do not remember the name of this guy. I always get him confused with John Fogerty, and it's not John Fogerty. It's, is it the singer of the song?
I believe singer, writer, arranger, all of the above. Yes, he is singing the song.
I'm going to go with Mark's answer and say Don McLean.
You were just reading in the chat room.
I never would have gotten that, by the way. I will disqualify myself there because I never would have pulled that name out of my ass in a million years.
And I actually can't be bothered to figure out how old he is, and I didn't write it down, so he is ageless.
Ageless. He's probably dead.
But we will say, he's not dead, I don't think, but we will say happy birthday to Don McLean, or McQueen, or McLean.
See, thank you. RC in the chat room is agreeing with me that he totally gets that he doesn't pay attention to women's looks either. By the way, I'm not saying that I'm sexist. I love women. I just don't pay attention to their physical look. It's like a movie star, what did she do in that movie other than just look pretty? Like, had she like done something, you know, fantastic?
Wow, how sexist was that?
I'm just saying, had she been...
I don't remember women, because what do they do in the movies?
No, in that movie, she didn't do anything.
They're just pieces of meat.
Well, okay. Yeah, have you not seen a Hollywood film?
Here is our last birthday for today that you're guessing.
On this much, all the girls stomp your feet like this. Few times you've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that, because there ain't no holla back girl.
Okay, there ain't no holla back girl.
Yeah.
I have no idea who this is. It's, is it like Rihanna or something?
No.
Is it Kim Kardashian?
Are you watching the current season?
Oh, wait. They say it's Gwen Stefani.
Well, I could have given you a clue before you just looked in the chat room. I was going to say,
The Voice.
Are you watching the current season of The Voice?
I am not, actually.
Anyway, yes, it is Gwen Stefani. Who I normally get confused with that other blonde singer, rapper person.
Yeah, her.
Who's
Pink?
Whose husband was who was married to Kurt Cobain? Wasn't that
Courtney Love?
Courtney Love. For some reason, I get them confused. But Courtney Love is a dog, just not a looker at all. And Gwen Stefani is very pretty.
Now who hates women?
No, I'm saying that that Gwen Stefani is beautiful. And
I think the more we talk ourselves, try to talk ourselves out of this, we're pretty much, you know, just talking ourselves into it.
Well, anyway, Gwen Stefani is 45 years old. Those are all the birthdays I have. I don't know if there are any.
There are some on the Pride. There are some on the Pride 48 website. If I go to the front page here at Pride 48, by the way, if you go to the front page of Pride 48, you will notice that there is a featured show box on the front page. And if you refresh the page, it'll switch because we just randomly list any
Poke
of our
with
shows.
A stick.
We randomly, it's random. So it's all of our shows that we have here on Pride 48. They will kind of all have equal chance to show up on the front page there. Of course, you can see all of them by going to the shows tab and see there. And I would like to welcome one of our newest listings, Homeo and Juliet, which you can find on the last page there in our show listing. However, what I did want to say, if you go to pride48.com, you'll see there's an article on the front page that says that if you want your show to be listed on our website, we're still working on having an automated way of doing this so that you can actually list your show yourself. However, in the meantime, if you would like your LGBT or friendly show to be listed in our directory of shows, send an email to me. There's an article on the front page of pride48.com that has a link to my email. And it tells you what you need to send me, which is your website address, your RSS feed, your artwork, and stuff like that. And we will get you added to our show directory. I just wanted to bring that up. However, a very happy birthday on October 15th to Melinda, which I believe we said so last week, but we're just going to say it again. And on the 16th of October, RC in Wisconsin has his birthday. So happy birthday,
you know,
to those two.
Maybe our website doesn't do this. Yeah, it does. It goes backwards. I go backwards. I do all birthdays up to today's show. And then for Pride 48, you're listing birthdays into the next week.
No, I listed, there's two before today, and then there's three before today, and then three today and after.
Yeah.
So the first three will be either today or earlier, and the bottom three will be after today.
And I don't know if you said Chrissy, but you said her last week, too.
I did. I said her and Vance and Gavin last week. So I just, but thank you for bringing them up again because, you know,
happy birthday in the past.
I just gotta correct myself here. I would say all women look alike to me in movies. I'm not talking about our gorgeous listeners, of course, Crone and Kathy Marshall and Kathy Bacon and all of the fabulous and Carrie and
None
all of them.
You.
No. I'm not talking about real people. I'm not talking about real people or my coworkers or anything like that. I'm just talking about in Hollywood movies where they have some bimbo on screen. I will not remember their name. But if there's a
Let me finish.
But if there's some hot guy that is playing like waiter number two in a background scene, I will know who he is. That's what I'm trying to tell you, is that I do pay attention to the bimbo. I don't pay attention to the bimbos. That's all I'm trying to say, is that I don't remember women who don't have like a talking role or whatever. And Titanic was a horrible movie. That's all. All right. I'm done. Let's go there.
3, 2, 1.
Contact is the secret. Is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer. Is the reason that everything happens.
Excellent. So I'm looking here and I see that Jay has called, like he said he was, but I still don't see a Joe Zubia phone caller.
You don't. You're right.
What the hell? The hell's that? He just threw us under the bus on the Ramble Redhead show, rambleredhead.com. And now there's no phone call from
I'm still catching up on Ramble Redhead, so I couldn't confirm or deny that.
You know, he has the show directly before us here on Tuesday evenings, and so I heard.
That's what I'm preparing for this fabulous show. I can't. Listen.
You know what? Let's listen to Blind Guy J's phone call, shall we?
Hey, good morning, guys.
It's evening.
This is Blind Guy J, and I am calling.
Yes.
After I was harassed on the show last night.
You were not harassed.
Yes, this is doing my duty to call. Anyway, I was calling to say love to the show.
Hold on. When did calling our show become a punishment? Why? I'm not harassing.
It's a duty.
I'm not harassing people. I just said that in Vegas, he said he was going to call. He was very, you know, oh, I'm going to call, you know, because I said, we never call our show. Oh, I'm going to make sure that I call you. I wasn't harassing. I was just reminding a very, very drunk man that he was going to call our show. I was just saying, Blind Guy J was very drunk that night. That's all I'm trying to say. But let's continue anyway.
I loved the show. Lots of fun, despite suffering issues. So it was exciting to listen to the show this morning. When I got up and it was posted already, and
yes.
I was able to listen to the show.
Yes.
So love it. Audio quality seems really good.
See?
So I like the new format. I like how quickly the shows come out. So it was a great time in Vegas. Loved hanging out with you guys, and I look forward to next year.
Oh,
so good luck with everything. You guys are off to a great start. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Excellent. So thank you very much, Blind Guy Jay. And
yes, thank you, Jay. In the chat room, Oscar says, are phone calls with heavy breathing welcomed?
They're not only welcome, sir, they are encouraged.
I like a cum shot at the end.
Photos to go along with that are also appreciated. Let's see. No, I was going to say, it was that Blind Guy Jay, who, by the way, I don't know if you saw in the Pride 48 group on Facebook today. Did you?
What?
Did you see the announcement on the Pride 48? Anyway, what I'm saying is Blind Guy Jay from the new hit podcast, Inked, Blind, and Confused, which you can find at inkblindconfused.com. So inkedblindconfused.com is their new podcasting page. Look at that. They already have like 600 fans. Just saying. They already have. Anyway.
I saw that.
Yep. So there you go.
I mean, I saw a picture of a, I don't know, album art.
Album art.
Yes.
Saw it. Actually, well, anyway, so thank you very much, Blind Guy Jay, for calling and your bird calling. We appreciate that. I'm assuming that Gerard was there. He probably was.
His bird, Gerard? His dog is Gerard.
No, I said, those are two different things. We heard the bird. The bird squawked in the back. I'm just saying that I'm assuming that Gerard was also there, but he was being a good boy. Yes, he was. He was being a good boy. Yes, he was. And he was being very quiet. That's all I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say.
Thank you for your call.
Do we have any more? Do we have any email or anything?
That was all I got.
Excellent.
I believe there. Have we played all the death stuff?
Oh, probably not. I can't wait for this one. Here we go. Yes, hello.
Okay, since you insist my phone calls are bad, I'm trying a new method.
Yes.
So, celebrity death phone or voicemail. Floyd Creaky Creekmore, world's oldest performing clown, dead at 98. Bye.
See, now that one wasn't staticky. I think the last one that he did was staticky because he was rubbing it against his beard or something. Floyd Creaky Dunbar? What? Who?
I don't know. The oldest performing clown.
Hold on. We can solve this here. Okay, Kathy Bacon. Who was the world's oldest performing clown?
Well, not anymore. He's dead.
Let's see. He died in Montana. Let's see. She's not going to say the word for us. Floyd Creaky Creekmore, the world's oldest clown at age 98, died in Billings, Montana.
I say clowns should win.
Excellent. There you go. Congratulations for that.
I just want to say right now, speaking of the world's oldest performing clowns.
Yes. Is this going to be a big fatty joke?
No.
Oh.
No. I think you just made one. But we have a person working at Walmart still who is 102 years old. How in the hell do you still work?
Was it a man or a woman? You froze up on that. Was it a man or a woman?
I said he works in the garden center.
Oh, he works in the garden. You froze up. I didn't hear you say that. So I was just going to say, either way, Willard Scott will say he's handsome. He's a handsome woman at 103 years old. You ever a smucker's birthday welcome. She's a handsome woman. She is. And then, he'll say
he should be like eating applesauce with his teeth laying on the table next to him at 102.
But no, he's greeting people at Walmart. He's taking out his teeth.
I don't even think he's a greeter.
He's just in the garden.
Yeah.
Do they even pay him, or does he just like you have dementia and he comes in and waters the plants thinking they're his own?
They pay him, as far as I know.
As far as you know. Dear God. How do we get there? How do we get here?
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone again.
Yes. Oh my God.
But Mariachi band leader Natty Cano, dead at 81. Bye.
How do you have static on a phone? You're not even using the cellular network. Australia is a weird place. They just have
that
static
is not
in
our
the air.
Bad audio.
They just have static running around in the air. All I heard was Joe Batanz. Did Joe Batanz die?
No. It was Natty Cano.
And who is that?
I don't know. I don't know.
No idea. No idea who that is.
We've given you two this episode, RT Cruiser.
Natty Cano. No, he's a musician. He's a leader of the Mariachi Los Camparos. No. Sorry. I'm just saying, if you walked up to someone and went, oh my God, Natty Cano died.
Oh, Jesus. I can't believe it. Natty Cano.
Not Natty Cano. Let's say it isn't so.
I'm going to have to mourn for a couple of weeks.
I got nothing.
Natty Cano and the voice of Mariah Carey both died in the same week. What the hell? Yeah, it sounds like they said in the chat room, and I agree with this. Actually, Mags in the chat room. Sounds like water. And yes, I thought maybe he was recording that in front of a waterfall, and he was getting closer and closer to it as he was saying the message.
Those Australians, they like to call while they're walking.
Did you see the Facebook post of the Australian news thing where the guy pulls his pants down and shakes his willy right at the camera?
I missed that.
That was a kind of hot guy.
I don't know.
Normally guys who do that sort of thing are not attractive.
Right.
For
here it is right here. I'm going to look at
the
it.
The act
here.
That he was doing.
There he is. He's pulled down his pants. He's waving his willy. Look at my willy.
I want to tell that old man to get out of the front of him.
Right. Now there was another guy getting out.
Get out of the way, old man. I want to see the penis.
Not like you can go and surf to any given porn website and see.
I know. It's better if it's something like that, though.
Better. It happened in Australia, but there's like 16 hours ahead of us. So.
So what does that mean?
That means that we slept through it. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voice panel line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229. I just closed the window. That is 229-234-7587. or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. You know, we're still owed a phone call by Joe.
From Super Hot Joe.
No, not Super
Smoking
Hot.
Smoking Hot Joe.
Super Hot Joe is Joe Jonas. Let's see.
Maybe he'll call
keep
us
your Joes. Keep
next
your Joes.
Week?
No, that's definitely not Hot Joe.
You know, that Joe.
that Joe Batanz.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah?
Daniel.
Yeah, yeah.
That Joe Z,
yeah?
He never calls a show?
Never? Says he's going to? Not going to?
Not going to.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.